Chapter 25. Now Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah. In time she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Jokshan became father to Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Letushim, and Leamim. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya. All of these were the sons of Keturah. Later on, Abraham gave everything he had to Isaac, but Abraham gave gifts to his sons by his concubines. Then while he was still alive, he sent them eastward, away from Isaac his son, to the land of the east. The years of Abraham's life were 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died, at a good old age, old and satisfied, and was gathered to his people. His sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, that is in front of Mamre, the field that Abraham had purchased from the sons of Heth. There Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God continued to bless his son Isaac, and Isaac was dwelling near Beer Lehi Roy. This is the history of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, whom Hagar the Egyptian, the servant of Sarah, bore to Abraham. Now these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their family origins. Ishmael's firstborn, Nebaioth, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tima, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their settlements and by their encampments, 12 chieftains according to their clans. And Ishmael lived for 137 years. Then he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. And they took up dwelling from Havilah near Shur, which is close to Egypt, as far as Assyria. He settled near all his brothers. And this is the history of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham became father to Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean. And Isaac kept pleading with Jehovah regarding his wife, because she was barren. So Jehovah responded to his plea, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. And the sons within her began to struggle with each other, so that she said,
"If this is the way it is, why should I go on living?"
So she inquired of Jehovah, and Jehovah said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from within you. And the one nation will be stronger than the other nation, and the older will serve the younger." When the time came for her to give birth, look, twins were in her womb. Then the first came out, red all over, and was like a garment of hair, so they named him Esau. After that his brother came out, and his hand was holding on to the heel of Esau. So he named him Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. As the boys got bigger, Esau became a skilled hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a blameless man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because it meant game in his mouth, whereas Rebekah loved Jacob. On one occasion, Jacob was boiling some stew, when Esau returned from the field exhausted. So Esau said to Jacob,
"Quick, please, give me some of the red stew that you have there, for I am exhausted."
That is why his name was Edom. To this Jacob said,
"First, sell me your right as firstborn."
And Esau continued,
"Here I am about to die. What use is a birthright to me?"
And Jacob added,
"Swear to me first."
So he swore to him, and sold his right as firstborn to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank, and he got up and went away. Thus Esau despised the birthright.